Bear with me here. This is a first on the Brian Goff Show. We're going to do a live Q&A on Instagram. So I actually went live on Instagram and then recorded some Q&A with, you know, we had some questions coming through. And, you know, we threw my buddy Lee from Colorado Golf Blog on. We just like piped him in, obviously video chat. We're going to do more as far as getting people on. And we really would like your participation in the show. So keep an eye out. Make sure you're following on Instagram at Brian Goff for whenever we're going live. We'll get a schedule and then we'll do more of this type of show.
The Brian Goff Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
I always wanted to do like a live question and answer using Instagram to grab people on. Now, what's really cool about this is you can request to be in a video with me. You can request to be on Instagram Live with me. So we've got Melissa in here. She's going to be, you know, kind of filtering through some things. We'll grab some random ones, you know, but ask a question if you wanted, and we will request some of you to be live with us, and your voice will actually be on the podcast, which I think is a really cool feature that not a lot of people are willing to do. So, you know, this could be anything, any Q&A you want. So it could be golf club questions. It could be golf questions in general. It could be, you know, social media questions. It could be business questions. You know, somebody said, where are you located? We are in Jacksonville, Florida. So that's kind of where, you know, Mel's from. She's been here for her entire life. And then I'm from Indianapolis. So I got the blue microphone and got the yellow cord there, you know, got the Pacers. She's got a blue cord here. That's Colts. All right. So questions, answers, anything you want to ask, it can go, but we're going to filter it here. So first off, we already got Stephen Pate. If you could speak to the next generation golfers. Oh my God, this is going to be like such a question. It's like the kumbaya to golf. It's so hard. Okay. If you could speak to the next generation of golfers up and coming, what would be your one and only piece of advice in order to excel in whatever part of the industry they're wanting to succeed in?
Don't do it.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Get out while you can.
Oh, it's tough. Melissa knows this, but I've said it actually just recently a couple times. I kind of feel like for me, I've done things kind of my own way and it's worked out, and not everybody's going to have like that same good fortune or whatever. And maybe it's like the hard work you put in and you get what you know, put in. I've just been very fortunate. So it's hard for me to tell you like how someone needs to, you know, navigate their way through the golf industry. For me, I said I wanted to be on the radio about 11 years ago. And then a year later I was on the radio. Same thing. I left that career and I said, look, I want to be a custom club fitter. I want to build custom golf clubs. And deep down, I really want to fit like the best players in the world. I think that would be really cool to be on tour as a fitter. You know, like someone like Chris Trotty Golf. I think it'd be really, really cool to do something like that one day. And so for me, you just got to start at whatever it is you want to do. You want to, you know, be a custom club fitter. We'll just use that as an example. You really have to start really low and be willing to do things for free. So my example would be, I worked for a company called Loft Golf. It was based out of PGA National. They did custom fitting, custom building golf clubs. At the time, I was on the radio in Miami. I did have a lot of time to kind of volunteer and help. So I started creating content and running their Instagram, and I actually built their Instagram up at the time to where it was a bigger audience than what I had actually personally. So I did that for every bit of what, Mel, 3 years?
Yeah, I'd say minimum.
Yeah. So I'm out there doing that. I would drive an hour and a half. I'd go there for a couple hours. I'd get some content every couple of weeks, and then I would just kind of disperse it. And then the fitters and the guys there that I knew, they would actually give me that content sometimes. And I would just kind of disperse it a little bit better. So,
and keep in mind, you weren't getting anything.
I got a set of mirrors that I returned back to the guy. And then I got a set of PXGs. So no, I didn't get paid a dollar, but I got to do some really cool things around the Honda Classic. I got to be there like on the range. I got to get a set of PXGs that were pretty cool. And I got some deals on some things. We did like a barter deal. So I did a lot of bartering to get where I'm at now. I've always bartered. I still barter to this day. I think bartering is the number one thing that everybody should do if they're trying to give value to someone and then get something in return. And sometimes you might even, you know, I feel like at Loft, I got the short end of the stick. Like I was bartering just so I could be around golf. It wasn't about, I didn't like need free stuff.
What year did you start with? It was like what, 13, 14?
I 15, baby.
15.
Whoa. Oh, man. See, you can
No, no. What year did you start doing it like for free? What year did we, did you go to Loft and say, okay, I want to help you, Chris? Okay, 15. It was
15, 15. But remember, I worked for TaylorMade Performance Lab at TPC Sawgrass, which was, you know, kind of random, but I actually got paid for that. So, you know, it's not like I can say I volunteered and bartered or whatever. But, you know, at the same time, when you go back to the Loft thing, it got me to where my foot was already in the door for the position of a custom club fitter. I didn't really, as a custom club fitter, know what I was doing until I started really doing it. But I knew more than most because for 3 years, I surrounded myself with it. So you got to be willing to do that. That's the one thing. Weston, how much speed did you gain when you use super speed? This is a good one. I get it all the time. And you'll get what you put into it. So I think immediately you're going to find like 5 miles an hour minimum on a gain. So if you're like me, I did a study from Halloween to New Year's 1 year, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe even, because I've been using the product since it just came out. And I followed their protocol. It's pretty simple as far as the amount of time that you can put into it, but it's still a lot of work. Like it wears you out. I did that for 3 or 4 days a week. Through that time period, I went from 113 average club head speed to 118 mile an hour club head speed. So that was that. Now I've pretty much been around there the whole time because I come back to it. I leave it and I come back to it. I'm currently working out with a trainer here in Jacksonville who I'm going to get on the pod. I'm not even going to mention him by name yet because he's going through a rebranding and I want to make sure and do him right. So we're going to get him on the pod and we're going to talk about speed and things like that. Nell's handing me a piece of paper. What part of your business do you enjoy the most? That is awesome. If you're talking about events, it's the event business in general and the relationships that come with it. Dougie asked this, and Dougie just actually got to partake in one of our events for the first time. And I think that it was clear as can be that that's the best part of it, 100%. It's not like we're making bank doing it. You know, hopefully we can, you know, I got the 9 to 5 at Club Champion. Hopefully we can make bank doing something else. You know, if that situation ever arises where we need to make more money, but as of right now, I'm pretty good doing what we're doing. Oh, real quick. What the fuck is super speed? So super speed, go to superspeedgolf.com. You can learn about it. A lot of pros like Phil Mickelson use super speed. Now he's not like an ambassador or anything like that, but they've got pictures of him using super speed, video of him using super speed as part of his warm-up. It is a speed training system. Really cool program. Look into him on Instagram, super speed golf. If you decide to get super speed, you can actually use Brian Golf promo code and save like $20. I think it's 10%. They're $200. You get 3 sticks and you get the whole protocol. So good question. Sorry if I've left you hanging there for a second before I went to the sweet spot. I said, if you weren't in golf or radio, what other passions would you pursue?
I don't even know. Your life is golf.
My life is golf now. It didn't used to be. How funny though that when I was in radio, I didn't play golf at all.
I think that that's just because you were so busy with radio. I mean, I think people don't realize how busy that career actually is. Right. I mean, I think that at times we think we're busy now. And then I think back to our schedule with radio and just traveling with radio and the different gigs and endorsements and this and that and places we were being sent. Holy, we always were doing something. And it was always fun, but we were always somewhere.
You know what else? I'll say this, Keith. I don't have to answer that because I've got 2 things and they now kind of have turned into this. So I'm actually doing exactly, if I wasn't working in the golf industry and I wasn't on the radio, I would be on my own little radio show right here because this, I think this is going to be, I told you, Mel, I think that our podcast is going to be the most important thing or the biggest thing that we do a year from now.
Yeah. Cause I think you want to do more. I think it's going to be more than a podcast.
Yes. We're a little, what do you call it? Rough around the edges right now, as far as how we're doing it. But I got a vision and I've got a stupid imagination. And I pretty much know that it's in a year, this is going to be something like worth doing on a daily basis. I want to pop out 365 podcasts a year. I want to pop out as many podcasts as I can. And, you know, I want Mel to be as involved as possible. And the more that, you know, we're here at home together, you know, instead of me being at work, the more that her and I can do together.
So donut hole in one. What was our total count of Nike shoes?
Total count of Nike shoes sold from the Burlington. Mel, I would say 400. You would say 5.
Yeah, I'd say upper fours. and only because I was shipping them out daily, it was upper fours. We did, I mean, we bought close to probably $650. We bought a lot of women's shoes. Obviously, those didn't sell as well, but we just kept tags and receipts, and whatever we didn't sell, we returned, so we didn't lose any money. But yeah, I'd say closer to 500.
Yep. And that was a lot of fun. So, you know, we've touched up that on the origin story and how we kind of got here in the golf industry and things like that. I mean, the shoes played a big part. Every single person that I'm looking at right now and like kind of answering, it's like, holy crap, that person bought shoes from us.
So Stinger Golf, what is your favorite PGA Tour event, Brian?
This is easy. The Players. The Players has always been, I mean, to the point where we named, and hopefully the PGA Tour doesn't catch wind of this, season desist, we named our Ryder Cup style event, the Players Cup, based off the fact that I love the Players. It was my favorite event. It's worth noting, before I lived in Jacksonville, it was my favorite event when I was in Indiana. How important, this is from Johan, good friend of ours, how important is stat keeping per round, gur, putts, et cetera, all that? I think it's really great. Honestly, the Cobra Connect has been good. So Arcos, I mean, a little love to Cobra, obviously the big sponsor of the podcast. I think that you have to understand it, and then you have to, like, once you get all the stats, you then have to understand, like, what you need to do from there and put a plan in place. You know, I don't do it because I just like... the least amount of thinking as possible is how I like to play golf. So I don't do it so much. I love Cobra Connect. I have problems with the grip. Okay. So I've had to change my grips out a bunch. I've got these ForgeTech, which, by the way, I'll grab these real quick. Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's going to be a little backwards on here, but I got the King ForgeTech irons, and pre-sale is now. They have Cobra Connect. They come with Cobra Connect. I think that more really amazing things in the data world is coming with golf, and I think it's only going to help everybody. But it's just all in the person, you know. Somebody like Bryson DeChambeau wants all the data. Somebody like Dustin Johnson, he wants to see ball, hit ball, I think, you know.
Ronnie said you custom fit. What about club building?
I do that as well. I'm actually better at that than I ever thought I would be right now. I love building golf clubs. But thing is I love building golf clubs for, and this is selfish, okay, I love building golf clubs for people I know, people from Instagram, and then I love building clubs for tour pros. You know, they're putting all their trust in you, and I think that's really cool to be building somebody's golf clubs like that. Let's see if we can get Lee over there at Colorado Golf Blog.
Are you FaceTiming him?
Yeah, we're going to see if we can get him on.
Dude.
It's Colorado Golf Blog on the Hanger Hotline presented by Watson Golf. What's up, man?
It's rude to just call someone. So you text first. You told me you don't even text you. I have to DM you.
It's that much easier, though, if you just DM me because I'm already on Instagram. So let me ask you a question. What's going on with, you know, Colorado Golf Blog? Because, you know, we don't really talk as much as we used to, but I know it's because, you know, you got some things going on that are pretty big out there. You're putting on a lot of events. Got some, are they weekly, biweekly, monthly? Like, I feel like it's more than monthly.
No, we're doing them monthly. Just trying to do something different now. You want to make money from it, so I am bringing sponsors in. But I really started just trying to be like a big skins game. No handicaps, two-minute scramble, exchange your scorecard, just like a boys' money game on Saturday, get as big as I can.
Yep.
So, and we were doing it monthly, and it just picked up, doing great. Now the winter set in, so we're actually considering maybe putt-putt.
Whoa!
And we're leaning towards that because we wanted to be one of the first having – marijuana is legal here, and we wanted to have marijuana at our tournament.
Yep.
The problem is it conflicts with liquor licensing here. You can't serve anyone under the influence of another drug or anything. So at any golf course, you're not going to have any marijuana in Colorado because of the conflicting liquor licensing, even though pot is, and marijuana is legal. So now we still wanted to be the first to do that, bring that into golf. And, you know, we think it's a cool element. So now we're going to get putt-putt because – some of the local putt-putt courses don't have liquor.
Okay. So you can then bring the weed in.
Yeah, we'll have the, you know, local weed distributors, just like a local brewery. They're there and they could, you know.
Yeah.
You know me, Brian. I love it. I think it's edgy and cool and long overdue.
A lot of people are in on this, man. I think you got something here. Get high and go low.
I never do this, dude. Like, the phone's ringing. My buddy's sitting there watching football. I was like, I'm not. I don't want to.
Well, look, I'll let you go. We've got a big game this weekend. I know you're a Broncos guy, right? So let's Broncos and Colts. Yep. It's happening.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, let's get together soon. When we maybe do it again, we'll cover more that it was a horrible read. Never forget, we played, just so you guys get caught up, we played together. We're in a two-man team. We're going to win if I made this putt. I hit it exactly where Brian told me to hit it. And we missed on the high side, right side. And he still to this day says it was a push, and I say it was a bad read.
He shoved this thing. It was stupid. The debate will go
on. I'm going to get shirts made. I'm going to get shirts made and say it was a bad read.
The laces were out. It's the equivalent of who was Dan Marino and Ray Finkel. That's it. All right, brother. We'll let you go, man. Thanks so much for hopping on the show.
Honored to be here first.
You really are. That's crazy. And honestly, he's the first because he's the one that I just figured was sitting there drinking and doing nothing. And it just turned out that I pretty much nailed it as far as that goes. Oh, man. So let's see here. I think the putt-putt idea, by the way, putt-putt, we had a lot of fun playing putt-putt at the Players' Cup. We did the Universal City Walk. If you've never done Universal City Walk's putt-putt courses, the holes are a little bigger, if that's your style. It's very easy for the ball to go in the hole. That's all I'm saying. And I had a lot of fun. We teamed up. Mel and I did a best ball and shot like 8 under. We're pretty money. I'm just looking at some of the messages. You're going to do radio with the Honda again. Jay Burns Golf. No, I'm not going to do. So what I was doing, he's referring to, I was actually on the radio in West Palm Beach. And when the Honda Classic was in town, I actually hopped over from the Top 40 station over onto the sports station. I actually got to go live from the Honda Classic, which was pretty cool. You know, it was,
some dude said, take the windscreen off the mic. It's a little scratchy.
That's not the windscreen, buddy. It's just definitely not the windscreen.
It was the video through.
Yeah.
Did you see Nick? Rumors about a new Cobra driver.
That is tight lip, brother. Can't say anything about that. Maybe I've seen it. Maybe I haven't. I will. Mel and I both are going to a launch party. Here in,
are you allowed to talk about that? I don't think you're allowed to talk about that.
I just talked about it with Jose Miraflor, the VP of marketing. Okay. You listened to the pod. You were here when I was talking to him.
I just don't want you to get too deep.
What we can't do is we can't show any pictures of it until the embargo date. So with that being said, new driver, I saw it back in June, but it was a prototype. So I don't know what the top of the club looks like. I don't know what anything it really looks like. I just know that there's some technology in it. Makes so much sense to me. And that is all I'm going to say. And I can't wait to hit this thing for the first time. I get to do it in a couple weeks and then hopefully be able to, you know, get some video and all that. I know Mel will be there. I think Coach Rusty will be down there. Johnny Wonder's going to be down there. So some friends are going to be, you know, hanging out, hitting some good stuff. And we'll get to kind of shoot the shit about it. Hopefully, get it in the bag sooner than later. Not that I feel like I should have it in the bag before anyone else. I'm hitting F9 better since I put the lighter weight in it, though. And this happened to me last year with F8. You know, I loved it, but I got it really dialed in, and then F9 came out. And it was like, yep, time to switch. I know. I don't know when it comes out. I'm sure, you know, post-PGA show. I will say this. Titleist has like a goofy schedule as far as their release dates. They're every 2 years. They do it, and they always do it in weird times. Like, they just came out with drivers in June or something. Cobra, for the most part, always releases and then comes out with their drivers before everybody else, their clubs before anybody else. So I do love that they aren't scared to jump on you know, releasing it and instead of waiting. Like, some companies wait until January for the PGA show. You know, I just want to see it. I want to see what's coming. We got Ben. I'm pre-booking you for my member guest next year in June. Broadway Nashville is calling your name. It is, yes, calling my name.
We are in.
Yeah. You, Mel can be your partner. Can it be a,
as long as it's not guest during the Stableford?
Oh yeah. So our Stableford's in June this year at Pinehurst. So
Ben,
that,
do you know the dates?
Tell us the dates. Let us know the dates, Ben, because that would be really cool. We don't spend enough time in Nashville, but we actually know a good amount of people, and we're not only from radio, and Mel's, you know, stays pretty connected with a lot of people that she's met in and out of the music industry, but we have a few friends just that we've met through our golf events that are in Nashville. You know, Ben, BJ, Ben Cooper's in. Isn't Ben Cooper in Nashville?
He's close, I think.
Yeah, he's like, they've got a golf course in Arkansas or something like that, but I think he spends a good amount of time in Nashville. I don't know what the story is with that, but. All right, Mel. Well, look, you know, I think it was kind of cool just to get this done and do this one time and talk shop for 30 minutes or whatever it may be. But my vision for this, and do you think that the vision is probably proper, right, where, you know, we'll get people on. People, if they want to come on, you know, one, we can call you. Two, we can just do what we did with Lee, which I think was good to do that kind of as a test. I'm glad we got Lee on.
No, I think that's fun. I think it would be awesome to let whoever wants to hop on.
That's what I want.
Little video chat.
I mean, deep down, like, I want this to be no different than, like, the Ask Gary Vee show. I want a show that's called Ask a Fitter or, you know, Ask Brian Golf, Ask Brian Golf Show, whatever it is. It's, my whole point is I want it to be kind of like that where it's an open line of communication because we have it. You know, on Instagram, it's video, but for a whole nother, you know, slew of people, it's just audio and it's just a podcast. So, you know, maybe we can grow this thing into something a little bit more and do this a little more often. It's going to be a live call-in show deep down. All right, we're going to continue doing some of the things. And it's not always going to be a golf show. I do have to say that, right? Like, Mel, do you think it makes sense for me to have other people on, you know, people not necessarily 100% golf industry?
I mean, of course, because I think this is so much of our life that you kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to come on and just talk and might not be golf that day. So,
it always comes back to golf.
I think you open it up. Who cares?
It'll be cool. All right. Thank you for anyone and everyone who caught us on Instagram. You know, maybe I'll get a consistent schedule where it's consistently once a week at a certain time. That way, you know, it can become habit, second nature. And I hear the dog story again, so we're going to go.
Love you, fam.
The Brian Golf Show, presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
Now that you're Brian Golf Show family, here's where I need your help. We'll do it after every pod. Shoot me a DM or tweet me what you learned on the show today after listening, and I'll throw you in an exclusive contest for some random Cobra Puma Golf gear. Never know what it could be. 1 month could be a driver. 1 month could be some hats. 1 month could be this, that, but for every 50 entries we get, we'll pick a winner to keep it exclusive. Thank you so much for your support. Now, go tell your friends about the Brian Golf Show. Thanks.